Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen, inside DirtRacing.com here in the dirt track at Charlotte Pit Area with tonight's World of Outlaws winner, Ricky Thornton Jr. Ricky, when you hear that the track got, pretty locked down there at the end and everything, and think, oh, Thornton just started on the pole and drove away from everybody, but it really wasn't that way. You had to pass, you started third, you had to pass McDowell, you had to pass Madden, so what was it like out there?
Yeah, no, it was, I felt like the track was really good. And honestly, it kind of surprised me after the checkered. I actually moved out to the middle, and I think I could have drove by Tanner through the middle. So they went out and worked it. I knew it was going to be different for a little bit. I was second for a while, and then I tried to go to the top, and the top just wasn't ready for someone to move out yet. And I fell back to third. Luckily, I caught a yellow, and then I got a really good restart and was able to get back by Dale for second. And then I felt like Madden was a little bit better than we were, like, out in clean air. But then it's kind of like the closer we got to lap traffic, I think the more he kind of got back to me. And then he made one little mistake behind a lap car and just kind of slid off the bottom to the middle. And I got a really good run that same lap. So I was able to get next to him and race him into three. I was able to get by him. And then I knew after that I just didn't make a big mistake in traffic and take myself out of it or something crazy like that, and ended up working out.
Is it difficult to discipline yourself because you catch those cars and you know you're faster than them, but you also know if you get off the bottom, you run the risk of getting passed?
Yeah, and that was kind of the hard part. Like, I really didn't know if I could move back out or not, because, like, before that, we were actually rolling right through the middle, and it didn't lock down, but it was clean enough where, like, you still carried a lot of speed, so I didn't know if I needed to move out and try to get by Tanner or not, and I just kind of gauged off, like, the three or four cars in front of me, and I watched one of them move off the bottom and kind of slow down, and the guy behind him got right on him, so I just didn't know if you moved out, you had to move out quite a ways, and I actually watched JD one lap run the top in one and two, and he maintained, but he didn't gain ground, so that kind of told me that the top was there if you needed it, but I didn't feel like our pace ever really slowed down enough where I had to get out there and do it.
With the late models running third tonight behind the big blocks and the sprint cars, are you able to watch them? Are you able to gain anything from watching them or no?
I mean, it's tough because, like, you know they're going to go out and prep it. I watched the big blocks, and that was a really good race. Fuller, he kind of moved around a little bit and was pretty good. And kind of same thing with Brent Marks and Sunshine there in the sprint car. Like, I got to watch probably the first half of it before I started getting ready. And it was like they're running the top, they're on the bottom, they're through the middle, and they got traffic and kind of moved around wherever they needed to. So I knew if they worked it for us that there was going to be a shot, you could still move around. I don't think turn four ever got all the way worked in. And like the one lap I did try it, I kind of slid and about hit the wall. But like turn one was good right away. So I think hopefully they'll give us something similar tomorrow. It'll be another 15 laps. But I think the top comes in three and four like how it was in one and two. I think it would have been really good. So we'll just have to wait and see.
That's Ricky Thornton Jr. He'll be looking for a $25,000 payday tomorrow in Charlotte.